Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to talk with Ray Haga, political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal, for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the whole show today, Ray Haga, a political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. Pleasure to have you on the program as always, sir.
It's a pleasure, Sam. I'm really honored you asked me.
Well, you talk to all the people that we want to talk to. So let's start out with, you just got to interview U.S. Senator Harry Reid.
Yes.
What was the results of that conversation?
Well, we talked about many things. Of course, the news of this morning is that he thinks that the GOP presidential candidates are afraid, quote-unquote afraid, of Donald Trump. And that's why they're really not going after him, because in Harry Reid's opinion, other than, you know, getting on Senator John McCain for being a hero or not a hero, what Trump says is exactly the company line of the Republican Party, how he talks about foreign affairs, immigration, many things. He also told me, I asked him about the congressional District 3 race in Nevada. Of course, there's no Democrat in it, and I asked him about that, and his response was, do you really think I would let that district go without a real candidate in there? So he's got somebody in line for Congressional District 3, but he didn't say who that was.
Well, he said the same thing about having a gubernatorial candidate to run against Governor
Sandoval.
And he never
produced one.
Right, so
because he put all his eggs in to Steve Sisolak, the Clark County Commissioner running. But when Mr. Sisolak turned him down, he had nowhere to go.
Do you have any idea who that candidate might be?
I have no idea. I don't know who's he talking about. He might be just pulling my leg, just like he did when he said he had a great candidate for governor and then no one showed up.
Do you think that Donald Trump, I feel he represents a portion, and maybe not a huge portion, of the Republican Party base, but I think he really appeals much more to the general public that have followed his career on television.
Well, I think his philosophy is just the Republican Party line, really. I mean, If you get rid of all the times he calls people a moron and an idiot or goes bombastic over immigration, most of what he says is, you know, like Reed told me, he's Mr. Republican. And when you really look at what he says, I can't disagree with that.
You know, it's funny. It took me years to figure out Mark Levin, who is has a political show on conservative radio across the country on KKOH here in Reno. Mm-hmm. And watching the Don Imus show, there's a person who impersonates Mark Levin. And what Mark Levin does is he just loses it. He starts screaming and yelling and carrying on. And that turns out to be funny. And I think that the majority of people that listen to that radio program are just waiting for him to go off the deep end. And I think that's the same thing with Donald Trump. You know something's coming out, and you're just waiting for it. Do you think that the other candidates that are going to be on the stage with him for the debate, are they going to have to go toe-to-toe with him?
I think that's the only way to get back at him or to lessen his stature or even to push him out of the race is you're going to have to debate him one-on-one. All the things that Donald Trump has said so far, he said to an audience, and there's nobody there to bring an opposing point of view. And if they did, he'd just call him a moron or an idiot anyway and keep going on. But when he has to debate somebody, we'll really see what his political moxie is all about.
You know, it's been interesting over the years that Jon Stewart and Bill O'Reilly have done tours together as well as appearing on each other's shows and debating the issues, and that seems to be a fairly good match. I brought up the idea the other day that maybe Oprah should jump in, and not to be a candidate, but to just match Trump and go at him, because she's not scared of him. There's nobody that she's ever interviewed that I would say she's scared of.
Sam, I don't know what to say to that because I don't watch Oprah. And
well, let's put it like this. I mean, for 25 years, this woman was, you know, went from news anchor to top interviewer in the country, has held the most serious interviews with people. But one thing is, Oprah doesn't take any of you know what.
Well, I would like to see a Oprah versus Trump matchup, because I doubt if he would call her a moron or an idiot.
No, and she'd whack him. So, what did you think, on a more serious note, about Mike Huckabee's quotes here, talking about bringing Israel to the brink of the oven with the whole Iran deal? I mean, it just seemed like that was one step way too far.
You know, I think when you're in a field of 15 or 18 Republican presidential candidates, you have to say a few outrageous things to get any airtime. And I think that's what's behind Governor Huckabee's talking points this time. He's just trying to get noticed some way. He's out there, hey, look at me. Don't look at Donald Trump. So I think it's just a reaction to get some kind of attention in the presidential race. I mean, 15 to 18 people, that's a lot.
All right, let's take a break. More with Ray Hager when we come back.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world, Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ray Hager of the Reno Gazette-Journal. So as you look at the Republican contingent for this presidential race, who do you think are appealing right now the most to Nevadans?
Well, I think Jeb Bush is going to win the caucus, and he's going to win the nomination.
Really?
Yes. I think he is the most, from my point of view in Northern Nevada, he's the most organized candidate out there. His organization rivals that of Hillary Clinton, and I just don't see any other candidate on the GOP side who has that kind of organization right now in Nevada. Now, I may be selling Marco Rubio short, I may be selling Ted Cruz short, but I have not seen them perform. I have seen Jeb Bush perform twice in Northern Nevada, and he has improved immensely as a candidate from the first time he spoke in May in Carson, in Reno, to speaking in Carson just a few weeks ago. Much improved, A-plus on improvement.
And you're not seeing the signs of a good ground game for anybody else at this point?
Not in Northern Nevada, I haven't. You know, like Donald Trump, we were talking last night, he doesn't have any organization at all in Nevada. How is he going to be a serious candidate in the caucus, which, you know, the Republicans tried to get rid of in the legislature but didn't? How is he going to be a serious contender in that when he has no organization at all in Nevada?
Do you think the Republicans are going to do better in the caucus this time around than they've done previously?
I don't know, Sam, because I don't think caucuses are made for Republicans. I don't think Republicans, I think they know who they like. They don't want to sit around in a school all day and debate it with their neighbors on who they like, because they already know who they like. And that's why I thought a primary was so important to rev up the Republican base in Nevada. That bill, of course, failed in the legislature. And I think a lot of it had to do with the meddler-in-chief and Harry Reid. And it hurts the Republicans because they're not caucus kind of people.
And I'm not either, because I don't want to be, in my position hosting a show like this, I can't stand in a room full of people and go over and stand by somebody. It's just not going to happen.
And for me as a reporter, I mean, covering a caucus, that was so boring. I mean, you go to a school, there's like five or six people, they're talking at one person's like for Bush, the other person is for Perry, and they argue, and what is that? You know, I just don't see anything getting accomplished. I really like the idea of a primary. We're busy in Nevada. We have lives. We have kids. We have soccer practice, whatever. Not me personally, right, but a lot of people. And I just don't think it's practical to spend a whole day or at least a half a day debating political points with your neighbors in a caucus.
It's interesting you brought up Hillary Clinton and her organization. It's been interesting to see them, and you wrote about this in the paper, going around the state and leaving no Democrat untouched. It almost reminded me of Governor Gwynn's first campaign, where it was so much grassroots that people in the cities weren't even really aware of how grassroots those campaigns were. And Pete Ernott, of course, ran that campaign, and it was brilliant. I mean, it was under the radar. With Hillary Clinton, it's not even under the radar.
Well, she's the most organized candidate on either side right now in Northern Nevada. Her staff is right now on a tour of rural Nevada. I think they're heading out to Pahrump. They've gone to Ely, Elko, Winnemucca, Fallon. And, you know, you look at Hillary Clinton, and when she ran the last time, she did go to rural Nevada. She appeared in Elko, and she appeared in Pahrump. And she also, in 2001, went to Fallon to talk about the leukemia cluster with other senators. So she has a pretty good footprint in rural Nevada, I think more than other candidates, even more than maybe like a Ross Miller. Because you look at the 2014 attorney general's race, Adam Laxalt, he won that race in rural Nevada. And I don't think Hillary Clinton wants to lose Nevada in the rurals. She's not going to win the rurals, but she's going to scour for every Democratic vote she can and get those folks to the poll.
Adam Laxalt is hosting a barbecue that
you
and I will be attending to cover the presidential candidates that will be in attendance. What do you think the end game is for Adam Laxalt? I mean, it looks like he's running for something, but I'm not quite sure what.
You know, Sam, he's a very curious individual. He does. I agree with you. He's doing all the right things to announce a race, perhaps for the U.S. Senate, but he says he's not running. Maybe he's setting himself up for 2 years from 2016. The thing that really helps Adam Laxalt is when he runs for attorney general and when he runs for reelection, he will be running in a non-presidential year. In a presidential year, the Democrats really get out the vote. The Reid machine gets cranked up. But in 2014, he doesn't have to deal with that. And when he runs for reelection, if he does, he will not have to deal with a presidential Democratic presidential candidate or the Reid machine running on all the six cylinders.
And it's interesting because Patty Cataferrata, the former state treasurer, is in charge of his public relations, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't get at least two or three press releases about, you know, different things that he's accomplished, in the court system as attorney general. And that's keeping his name much more so than I've seen with any other attorney general.
Well, that's why you're led to believe that he's really running for something, or at least building a base to run a campaign. You're absolutely right. The Attorney General's office sends out a lot of emails now about various people, you know, that they've arrested or beaten court, and it does look like he's setting himself up for something really big. What that is, I don't know.
Somebody said to me the other day that, in a way, he's rebuilding the Laxalt name in Nevada.
I think very much so. I mean, look at this Basque fry. That goes back to Paul Laxalt's tradition. And by having this Basque fry with all these presidential candidates, it just ups the Laxalt. The Laxalt name again. Of course, you know, Paul Laxalt's name is going to be invoked at that get-together, I'm sure, more than once. So it's perfect for boosting your name recognition as a Laxalt.
All right, let's take a break. More with Ray Hager when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I got to from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to INUP, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it, because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Michael Hull Subaru is having a sale that's completely off the wall. Vehicle prices are clearly posted on the wall to make car buying easy. Pick your new Subaru. Pull the price off the wall. That's the price you pay. No back and forth negotiations. Michael Hull Subaru on Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? One out of four satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly. And your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to four rooms.
Can't do that with satellite.
With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home on your mobile devices and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
Michael Hull Subaru is having a sale that's completely off the wall. Vehicle prices are clearly posted on the wall to make car buying easy. Pick your new Subaru. Pull the price off the wall. That's the price you pay. No back and forth negotiations. Michael Hull Subaru on Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ray Hager of the Reno Gazette Journal. Ross Miller, are you surprised that he's not going for any of the congressional district races?
No, I'm not, Sam, and I think it's a really good move on his part. He just came off a really bruising campaign against Adam Laxalt, and I think it's best for him to sit back, stay out this time, and maybe wait for another opportunity. You look at Lucy Flores, for example. She did not stay out. She ran a race for Lieutenant Governor, where she had Harry Reid's support. She lost miserably to Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison, and she is now back in the race, running for Congress in District 4. I just think to myself, she's going to burn out. You know, I mean, I think she needs to rest just like Ross does. And besides, with that District 4 race, Harry Reid's already told her that she does not have his support.
That's going to Reuben Kiwan.
Well, it could be, or Susie Lee. I talked to him about
really?
That yesterday, and he said he hasn't made up his mind. But he did say that Senator Kiwan was a hard worker. So that kind of gave me a hint that he's leaning toward endorsing Senator Kiwan in that race.
Oh, because he supported him initially for CD1, and Dina Titus said,
right.
I can raise my own money. I don't need Senator Reid's support. And went ahead and took that.
Well, the thing with Senator Reid, it's a different race, and it's a different set of circumstances. So, who he supports is yet to be seen. He said the same thing about Lucy Flores. I asked him, well, Senator, you were all in with Lucy Flores when she ran for Lieutenant Governor. What's the deal now? You're not supporting her? He said, different race, different circumstances.
It's almost no permanent friends, no permanent enemies. Okay, so let's talk about the Catherine Cortez Masto race to replace Senator Reid. Your thoughts on that? Because it seems like both have strengths, but both have weaknesses.
You know, Sam, I see this as one of those classic Nevada battles that comes down to like 500 votes, something like that, where we're going to have, somebody's going to have a recount, and we're not going to know who wins for, you know, weeks after the after the election. They're both kind of strong, but I don't know. They both seem so straight and starched as candidates. You know, they don't have any Mark Amadei in them, where real big personality kind of thing. But I think they're evenly matched, and in a presidential year, both the parties are going to have over half million voters registered. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen with this?
Mark Amadei. I keep hearing rumors about Mark Amadei for governor.
Now, Sam, those rumors, I think, started with me, because one time he told me not too long ago if he's going to run for, his U.S. House seat again this year. But after that, he said if he ever runs again, he's going to come back. He's going to run for an office in Carson. So that led me to believe it's either the governor's office or the attorney general's office. And I think in 2018, he would be a perfect candidate to run for governor on the Republican ticket. I think he would be very strong. He's a very good campaigner. And the thing about Amadei, he's got a great personality and a sense of humor. And he's the funniest guy in our federal delegation. I think he would be a great, great Republican candidate and very tough to beat.
Yes, indeed. And it's interesting because we're seeing the weakness in CD3, where the Democrats don't have an obvious candidate to jump in and run in that seat. And it looks like their bench has become much weaker, whereas the Republicans seem to have an endless amount of candidates.
Well, I think the Democrats, they took a beating 2 years ago, and that really dropped the stature of a lot of their candidates. Maybe that's why Ross Miller isn't getting in. I think it might be a good idea to stay out, I think.
I wanted to get your sense, and I've been asking a lot of people this question on the program. What does Nevada stand to lose without Harry Reid?
Well, since earmarks are no longer allowed in Congress, you know, that helps us. I think that we lose a lot of stature. We lose a lot of clout. He's still able to get things done for our state. And when he's gone, either it's Joe Heck or it's Catherine Cortez Masto. They're going to be starting at the end of the line, at the bottom of the barrel in the Senate, and have to work your way up. I don't think we're going to see another politician who has climbed to the heights that Harry Reid has. I mean, Senate Majority Leader from Nevada, that was pretty spectacular to climb that high in a career.
And short of president, I don't think that we're going to see that. I agree with you. And somebody who did not seek as much the spotlight, but did so much work behind the scenes, and the pieces of paper in his jacket pocket that he looks at every day to see what things he needs to do. Amazing man. We're out of time.
I thought you were talking about Roberta Lang there for a minute, about the person behind the scenes.
Well, both. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmaker. Don't get me in trouble here. We'll be right back.
This is the ticket that gets you into the game, that gets you into an unforgettable world of food and fun and family and friends. This is Ace Ball. This is everything memories are made of. For tickets, visit RenoAces.com, where memories start at just $8.
At K-12, we believe that every child is uniquely brilliant, so they deserve an education designed for them. K-12 is available through tuition-free online public schools taught by state-licensed teachers. Join the growing community of K-12 families who have succeeded with an individually tailored, tuition-free online education. Call now or visit K12.com to learn more. Tuition-free for K-11 students in Nevada.
Every new Chevy is priced to sell now during the Chevy Summer Bonus Tag Event at Michael Hull Chevrolet. Save up to $7,500 off MSRP on new Chevy Silverados. We have 40 to choose from. Or save up to $6,650 on new Chevy Volts with 5 in stock to choose from. Plus, 0% APR for 72 months is available.
That's only at Michael Hull Chevrolet.
On Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
At Michael Hull, it's all about you.
So Lazy Boy is having its huge anniversary sale with savings on sofas, sectionals, chairs, and more. But just because it's a huge anniversary sale doesn't mean they need some loud ad that screams, sale. It's just me telling you about the great deals on gorgeous furniture. Oh, and that. There's also that.
Hurry in for great savings.
Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
This is the game that thrills the crowd, that creates the energy, that fuels the fun that you and your team will never forget. This is Ace Ball. This is everything memories are made of. For tickets, visit RenoAces.com, where memories start at just $8.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.